White House torches CNN, MS Now for not broadcasting Trump's Angel Family Day ceremony. By Nick Gilbertson on February 23, 2026. Washington, CNN and MS Now did not take President Donald Trump's National Angel Family Day ceremony at the White House live on their broadcasts on Monday. White House Communications Director Stephen Cheung and White House Deputy Communications Director Kaylin Dorr blasted the networks for refusing to air the ceremony honoring families who have lost loved ones at the hands of illegal aliens. "Sickening and horrific that CNN and MS Now are outright refusing to broadcast this powerful and moving event," Cheung wrote in a post on X. "It's like they don't care about victims and their families." President Trump is currently hosting a truly tear-jerking event, signing a proclamation honoring angel families. And CNN and MS Now? Aren't covering it. Sick. Disgusting. Mask is off, Dorr wrote. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt blasted NBC reporter Garrett Hawk in response to one of his tweets on the event. "Between tributes to the various families in the room, the president keeps returning to attack the media, complaining about fake polls, and saying he could cure cancer and not get the credit he deserves," Hawk wrote. "The president was attacking the media because networks like yours refused to cover the stories of angel families," Leavitt responded. Trump spoke on the theme of media ignoring the suffering of angel families in his remarks to open the event a harbinger in a way of CNN and MS Now not broadcasting the event live. "These are the angel families that we love, that for decades our government betrayed and our media totally ignored, and I've seen it. When I first got involved with the angel families, I had a meeting. It was so sad, and they got up and spoke and the media literally just turned off the cameras. They don't want to hear them. That was my first glimpse as to what was happening." Trump said that media who do not cover angel families are sick people. "Everyone in this room not only suffered an infinite loss, they were the victims of politicians who put the comfort of foreign criminals before the safety of American citizens and American patriots," the president said. "Their stories were censored and suppressed like maybe almost never before, so that the politicians could open our borders and allow our nation to be invaded," he added. At the end of his remarks, the president signed a proclamation declaring February 23, 2026, National Angel Family Day, before a choir of service members delivered a beautiful rendition of Amazing Grace. Update: a CNN spokesperson said in a statement to Breitbart News that the network was providing Blizzard coverage during the Angel Family Day ceremony. At the time of the White House event, CNN was covering the breaking news around a historic blizzard impacting millions of Americans, the spokesperson said.